Okay, wow. So I'm an idiot. Let me give you a timeline so that you can see what I did. On March 6th, I started to fast for Lent. One of the things I'm fasting for Lent is social media, right? No problem. So a lot has happened, whatever, whatever. I am ready to do my next episode on March 18th. I record that episode and I publish the episode, or so I thought I did. So mind you, today is April 7th. So for the last couple of weeks, like what I do after I publish my episode is I go back and I look, you know, just to see how many people have listened to it, like what the plays are like, how I'm increasing, what's the listenership like, all that stuff. And what I've realized over the last couple of weeks is that nobody listened to my last episode. So the whole time I'm thinking, it's social media, man, I'm not able to publish anything because I can't get on social media. So I'm not even going to do the next episode. I'm going to just wait. Nobody's worried about it. We'll be all right. I go today to persevere and do this episode anyway. And what I realized is that I did not add my audio from the last episode to that episode. So it really didn't exist. So problem has been solved. I have added my audio. It is now there. So I'm saying all that to say, please go listen to that episode. It's called Transparent AF. Literally probably one of my favorite episodes that I have done so far. Even though I don't remember it, I just remember that I felt like it was good. So check that out. And we're going to go back to our regularly scheduled programming. Let's get it. Welcome back to the Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. Every Sunday, I take time to reflect on the week that has passed and to prepare for the week that is ahead. At the beginning of this year, I made a promise to myself to primarily focus on caring for my mind, my body, and my soul. I use this podcast as a way to check in weekly to hold myself accountable. I hope that in doing so, I'm able to inspire others by sharing my story. I really hope you enjoy this week's episode. Now let's go ahead and get started. Song of this week is Forgive Them, Father by Lauryn Hill. One thing that you need to know about me is that I am a huge Lauryn Hill fan. And I am a fan primarily because of her album, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill, which is her most reputable album and my top five favorite albums of all time. So dope. And every time, so I go through these things every now and then, like music is always playing. If you know anything about me, I'm a big music lover. I typically listen to music when I'm driving, when I'm cleaning, when I'm chilling. But I am not always really super in tune with what's going on in the music. If it sounds good and it's got a vibe to it, I'm probably listening to it. But I'm not listening to it. So I go through these bouts where I listen, really, really listen to The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. I'm listening to it for the lyrics. I'm listening to it for the sound, for the instrumentation, for the ad-libs. And oh my goodness, the album is great. Every time I hear it, I really appreciate it a little bit more. And what I got from it this time was a lot, but the song, every time I do this, review of the album, I come out with a song that has hit me in a way that has caused me to gain a new appreciation for it. And so Forgive Them, Father was that song for me this time. And that's mainly because literally in my devotional, my daily devotional that I've been doing for Lent, just a couple days before I listened to it, it talked about that verse in the Bible where Jesus says, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." And then I heard that, prayed on that. Then I listened to the song and got a whole new perspective and appreciation for not only the verse, but this album in its entirety. I could probably do a whole episode on this album, but I'm not. So instead, we're going to get right into things. A lot has happened. It's been a minute since I've been on here, but we're going to jump right in. We're going to start with the mind. The mind. So it is April 7th, 2019. Yes, we are freaking in April. We are in April. I don't know why time is moving so fast. It's freaking scary. I don't understand it, but it is. And so what that means for me is that we are a quarter away. We are done with the first quarter of this year. And that means it is time for me to get my priorities together and check in on a lot of my New Year's resolutions. Oh, did you forget about New Year's resolutions? I didn't. I actually did, but then I thought, like, oh, it's time to look back at those. So what I did, essentially, is I went back where I wrote all my resolutions. I rewrote them again on a new sheet of paper. And next to them, with a red ink pen, I wrote whether I've been making progress on them, what the progress is, or if I have not been making progress on them. What this does for me, it kind of helps, why I'm putting this in the mind category, is it helps reframe my focus and making sure that I'm staying on task. The cool thing is that I have been, a lot of this stuff I've been doing without really thinking about it, and that's mainly because I had put a lot of focus at the beginning of the year, as you know, into really honing in and making these New Year's resolutions more of like lifestyle changes, which I think has made it a little bit easier. So during this episode, throughout it, we're going to go through the mind, body, and soul, as we always do. But I'm going to pull like certain goals out from them and give you progress on what I've been doing. Typically like I normally do, but literally pulling it straight from my list. All right. So for the mind, the first goal my primary goal is reading 12 books. So far I've read one book in the year 2019 completely all the way through. So needless to say, we got to pick that up and do better with that. And really the other goals in my mind are primarily related to school. And I just haven't been the best student lately. So I just need to do better with the mind and being a little bit more intentional about that. But one thing too, when it comes to these goals, so first, I'm a big believer, while I'm doing a whole podcast on like my goals and how I achieve them, but I'm a big believer in not necessarily sharing everything. So I will probably, at least until it's done. So my goal is I'll probably, I'll share the goals with you once I have achieved the goals. Some of them, though, I'll probably be working on them for the rest of my life, if I'm being honest. But, yeah. So, my mind is all over the place, if you can't tell. And I typically would cut this and redo it, but I don't feel like doing that. So, we're going to go ahead and jump in and roll with the imperfections. We're going to go into the body. All right. So, my body. I've made... making a lot of strides here in this area. I think I talked to you the last time about clearing up my face, doing good with that. I think here the big thing is just being overall healthy, my definition of what healthy looks like, and what I want that to look like. One thing that I have been doing pretty good at, and I've been pretty transparent about this, is creating a consistent workout. Okay, so a couple of weeks, like I didn't work out last week, so ignore that. But the week before that, I had like some of the best runs that I have had all year. My time is getting better. I've improved my time. I do a jog walk mile in like 10 minutes. Like it might be like 10 minutes and 30 seconds, which to me is really good because I'm freaking sweating at the end. And speaking of sweating, I've added a sauna into my routine, which I thought I was going to hate. I was convinced by some good friends to try it, and I tried it, and it is great. You feel amazing afterwards. But overall with my body, I'm pretty up on all of those different things. I think just continuing to be at peace with my body, not necessarily trying to like lose weight or trying to reach this inordinate goal. Inordinate? I don't know if that's a word, but... this unattainable goal or not necessarily unattainable, but a goal that Like, I don't, for me, I don't know, like, weight, I don't know. You know, I'm not really trying to lose weight. That's not my focus. That's my long way of saying that. But I do want to be healthy. And, you know, if I end up losing weight, I'm not going to be upset. But I just want to be overall healthy. I want to be faster. I want to be stronger. And I want to be more flexible. That's pretty much, like, what I'm working for. And I'm assuming that in those things, I will probably end up losing weight, but not if I keep eating all the ice cream that I eat. So we're going to see about that. But moving on to the next segment, let's go ahead and go into the soul. A good friend of mine recommended that I watch This Is Us. So I have been hesitant to watch This Is Us. People have recommended it to me in the past. They say that This Is Us is a show that I would really like. And I just never really wanted to watch it. And that is mainly because typically when people are talking about This Is Us, they talk about how much they cry. And I am not one to set myself up to voluntarily cry. Not my speed. So I just never really wanted to watch it. But this time, against my better judgment, I decided to take the recommendation and watch This Is Us. I started This Is Us 2 weeks. Tomorrow will be 2 weeks. Just so you know, This Is Us has 3 seasons. Each season of This Is Us is about 20 minutes long. Each episode is about 40 some odd minutes. I have completed This Is Us, the entire series. I'm completely caught up. The finale for season 3 happened last Tuesday, and now I am waiting like the rest of the world until fall to get to watch season 4. I say all that to say, I freaking love This Is Us. It is amazing. It is great. It is beautifully shot. The angles are great. Everything is amazing. The storylines are awesome. The way they deal with current issues are great. The way they deal specifically when it comes to sexuality, specifically when it comes to race, freaking beautiful. A show that is, I think, maybe possibly beyond its time. A show that will probably stand the test of the time and will be a classic. So I stand for This Is Us. I am on the train, and I recommend that you all watch it. It is great, phenomenal, and it's really been helping me kind of get through. When it comes to, like I talked about earlier, my goals, one of my goals is specifically related to the soul, and it's being at peace. And that is it's just a hard goal. It's probably something I'll be working on for the rest of my life. I cannot measure that. It's nothing that I can like achieve per se. But I would say that it's something that I think that I have really gotten good at this year. As I knew I would, just like we talked about the beginning of the year, just being overall at peace. And finding what peace looks like. Every week for me, peace looks a little bit different. So This Is Us, it was easier for me to binge watch This Is Us these last couple of weeks, because that basically meant that I really did not do much else. I did like work. I did bare minimum schoolwork. But that is how I was able to get through. It was something that I look forward to. This is a particularly hard part in the semester. A lot is happening. Things are being thrown on at once. And I'm just increasingly becoming a little bit tired, and the routine is becoming a little bit monotonous. So just having a new show to watch, a new story to know about every night is just kind of how I got through these last 2 weeks. So that was the purpose that This Is Us served. And it also taught me a lot of life lessons along the way that I will probably hold on and take with me and also share with you as we go as we continue to go through this year. But yeah, I just wanted to use this episode as a way to kind of check in on my goals, and maybe, you know, you can check in on your goals, check in on what your New Year's resolutions look like. We are no longer New Year's. We're no longer in that season. But just kind of referring back to them, we are a quarter of the way. So there's still opportunity to make a big strides on a lot of those goals. And that's what I plan to do. And yeah, we're rocking. It's been a pretty fantastic year so far. And I'm super happy to still be able to have you here listening to me. If you have listened this far, you are a real one. As always, I appreciate you. And I wish you nothing but love, peace, and happiness as you start a new week. And I'm out of here. I will see you next time.